Exercise 4. An Egyptian executive, after entertaining his Canadian guest, offered him joint partnership in a new business venture. The Canadian, delighted with the offer, suggested that they meet again the next morning with their respective lawyers to finalize the details. The Egyptian never showed up. The surprised and disappointed Canadian tried to understand what had gone wrong. Did Egyptians lack punctuality? Was the Egyptian expecting a counteroffer? Were lawyers unavailable in Cairo? None of these explanations proved to be correct. Rather, the problem was caused by the different meaning Canadians and Egyptians attached to inviting lawyers. The Canadian regarded the lawyer's presence as facilitating the successful completion of the negotiation. The Egyptian interpreted it as signaling the Canadian's mistrust of his verbal commitment. Canadians often use the impersonal formality of a lawyer's services to finalize agreements. Egyptians, by contrast, more frequently depend on the personal relationship between bargaining partners to accomplish the same purpose. The Egyptian executive and his Canadian counterpart failed to establish a joint venture because, unlike the latter, the former considered the presence of a lawyer as threatening the potential partnership of mutual trust.